She looked back again at the foul and dismal shore, so bleak and blasted with disease and poison, and thought of her dear Pan waiting there alone, her heart's companion, watching her disappear into the mist. And she fell into a storm of weeping. Her passionate sobs didn't echo because the mist muffled them. But all along the shore, in innumerable ponds and shallows, in wretched, broken tree stumps, the damaged creatures that lurked there heard her full-hearted cry and drew themselves a little closer to the ground, afraid of such passion. "If he could come!" cried Will, desperate to end her grief. But the boatman shook his head.
"He can come in the boat, but if he does, the boat stays here," he said.
"But how will she find him again?"
"I don't know."
"When we leave, will we come back this way?"
"Leave?"
"We're going to come back. We're going to the land of the dead, and we are going to come back."
"Not this way."
"Then some other way, but we will."
"I have taken millions," he said, "and none come back."